Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was developed so that you have a place to ask those questions that you've been asking all of your life and you just haven't been able to figure it out. And that's because you've been using your brain. And while your brain is absolutely wonderful, it doesn't have the answers. The answers come from your heart. They come from your connection to Source. They come from the wisdom of God. And so if you want answers that are actually going to help you to make those changes instead of helping you to stay in that little hamster wheel running round and round and round and round as fast as you can, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And so the theme of today's show is letting go. This is really a big issue for a lot of people. And I know that there were times in my life when it was a big issue for me because I didn't want to let go. I was afraid to let go. I thought that if I just stuck with what I'd been doing all of those years, which had never worked, for just a few more years, and suddenly something would happen and it would actually work. We really do get into these mindsets where we're not open to allowing. We're not open to having our lives be better. We're not open to truly loving ourselves, because that's really what it comes down to. Look at the way you treat yourself. I mean, do you always have all of these worries and doubts and fears? Are you always struggling over something in your life? Are you always thinking you can't do whatever it is that you want to do? Would you treat anybody else that way? Odds are you wouldn't. But we're not willing to let go of the way that we treat ourselves, because that's the way we've always done it. That's our comfort zone. It's an extremely uncomfortable comfort zone, but it is the comfort zone. Well, what would happen if you let it go? Really think about that. What would happen if you let it go? So you may be sitting there thinking about everything you don't have in your life, worrying about bills and your kids and your spouse and whatever else you're choosing to worry about. Well, what would happen if you let all that go? You see, we have these beliefs that we have to hang on, even if it's something that we don't really want to hang on to. Because we're afraid that if we let it go, you see, we don't really know what will happen if we let it go. We're just afraid to let it go. So what would happen if you let that go? What would happen if you let go of the fear of letting go? I have this incredible woman that I work with. She's actually my coach. And yes, most coaches do actually have a coach. Interesting. And she was talking with me the other day, and she said these words to me, and it really struck me. She said, "Fear means go. That is how you grow." Now, what would happen if you made that your mantra? That whenever you were afraid, you would go instead of stopping. How would your life change if you didn't let fear stop you? What is it that you would have accomplished by now? What is it that you can accomplish right now? How will your tomorrows look? We really are taught to allow fear to rule our lives. We're taught that if we have a fear, there's a reason, and we need to pay attention to it because it's there to keep us safe. And actually, most of our fears are not about safety. They're about staying in your rut. And I know, if you stay in your rut, you're safe. Unless, of course, a tiger crawls in your rut with you, and then you've no place to go because you can't get out of your rut. But what would happen if you did? If you did decide to do it, even if you were afraid to do it. If you move forward in your life, because you are choosing to move forward in your life. If you took control, if you consciously made these decisions, what would that be like? How would your life change? It makes me think about this whole infinity healing thing that I do now. When infinity healing came into my life, and, you know, I had asked my guidance for, I'm always asking them for a method of helping people and helping myself that's fast and easy and effective and just produces miracles. You know, I don't ask for much. And so they guided me to infinity healing. And I thought, wow, this is really great. I mean, I did it and I loved it and it was absolutely amazing. And so I decided I wanted to learn it. And the person that developed it had never taught it to anybody. And within a week of the time I heard about it and decided that's what I wanted to do, he offered a class. And so I said, okay, apparently this is where it's supposed to go. And so he had an informational call about it, and I got on the informational call, and I thought, okay, and he's talking about it and all the different stuff, and we're experiencing it. And at no time throughout this call did he mention how much this was going to cost. And so I was getting a little apprehensive, you know, because if people don't tell you the cost up front, it's easy because they know if you know the cost, you're going to go, oh, no, no, no. And so I asked, and he told us the cost. And my first reaction was, you have got to be kidding me. I am not going to do this. And then he offered to talk with anybody who had any reservations about it or any questions about it. And so I set up the call, and we talked, and I did it. And it was definitely outside of my comfort zone. I had no idea how this was going to work out. It was totally foreign to me. Talk about fears. There were so many fears coming up. But I did it anyway. And so I took the class and learned the infinity healing, and my life has changed in so many ways since then, ways that I never could have foreseen. And I've done some classes with other people over issues with the infinity healing, and I just finished the course having to do with money. And so this was originally set up to be a three-week course. You know, there would be class every week, and we would deal with money issues, and, you know, it would help everybody open up about money and spirituality and living their life's purpose and all of that sort of stuff. And we started the classes, and I got the guidance that there needed to be another class, and so I set up another class, the final class, for like a month after the first three classes ended. And then during that month's time, I also did two recordings, which I sent to the members of the class and told them, play these at night while you're asleep and let this work on you. So this, which started out to be a three, you know, one-hour class thing, has ended up being, I think there's five recordings now, and each one is about an hour long. So it grew. It grew because it needed to grow, because the people who were in this class needed more. And my guidance says, okay, we're going to give it to them. We're going to clear them all of this different stuff. And so much of that stuff didn't actually directly seem to have anything to do with money, but it did, because it was their whole perception of abundance, their whole perception of what's possible in their lives. So when you're having an issue with one item in your life, it's not just that item. It's connected with everything in your life. And it's been really interesting and amazing to hear the stories about things that have changed. Even after the first class, people started saying how they were noticing a difference. Noticing differences in how they felt. Noticing differences in how money flowed in their lives. And if they were doing things that before the class they would have thought was impossible, they were seeing miracles. And that always, you know, just kind of amazes me, although that's built into Infinity Healing. What people who get the Infinity Healing don't know is that there's a whole list of intentions that I set up that I want everyone who goes through the Infinity Healing to experience. And one of those intentions is that people experience miracles. And so that was happening. And so by letting go of my own comfort zone and learning the Infinity Healing and then starting to share that Infinity Healing with others, it has transformed my life. And that transformation is continuing. And so now I'm going to be setting up individual recordings that people can buy. And the first one's going to be on self-esteem. And I already have it written out here. And after the show today, I'm going to record this and put it on the site. So if you want to, you know, just get a recording and experience some Infinity Healing, you can. You don't have to take a class. You don't have to have a session. You can just experience the clearing of a particular issue. I want this to be available for everybody, and that's why I'm doing the discovery sessions too. The discovery sessions are 20 minutes. It's totally free. There's no obligation. I'm not going to say at the end of it, well, now if you buy this, then no, I'm not going to do that. This is about you letting go, you experiencing something new. You allowing yourself to evolve, to become the greater version of you, because that's what we're all here for. And I'm setting it up so that you can actually schedule your own discovery session if you decide you want one, and that'll be available later today. So it's totally your choice. You are the one with the power. You are the one in control. You are the one making the choice. And if you want to do it, you'll do it. And if you don't want to do it, you won't do it. But either way, it is your choice. So my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And you can go there later this afternoon and schedule your own discovery session. Spend 20 minutes with me and see if it makes a difference in your life. see how it feels to step out there, even if you're afraid. Because remember, fear means go. This is how you allow yourself to grow. This is how you start being who you truly are. When we really embrace the whole idea that we can be more. And for some people, that's really difficult because they've been beaten down so many times throughout their lives and told over and over again how insignificant they are. But when you step out there anyway, even though you're afraid, even though you've been told this, even though you have lived in fear all of your life, when you take that step, God's right there. God's always right there to meet you, to help you along. But you have to take the step. That's your way of showing God that, yes, I'm ready for this change. I want change. I want something more than what I've had. It's all a part of letting go. Letting go of the habits. Letting go of the restraints and restrictions that you have placed on yourself. Because you're the only one that really does place this crap on you. You're the only one that decides that you believe the crap that people have told you. And you're the one that can decide you don't want to live in this crap anymore. You have power. And for some of you, you are completely and totally not believing that. And that's just fine. Doesn't make it untrue. Because you do have power. Each and every one of us has power. And each and every one of us has that connection to source, to God, to love, to the universe, whatever name you want to use. We are all connected because God is within us. So you're not doing this alone. You're never doing this alone. And if you are afraid to do it, then find someone who can help you. You know, buy the recording having to do with self-esteem that's going to be available later today. Listen to it. Let it start helping you to stand in your power to release those old beliefs that you can't for whatever reason. Start shaking things up in your life and moving forward and becoming who you truly are. I mean, what have you got to lose by doing this? It'll only get better. Okay, I will say that for some people, they do go through a little transitionary period. And some of the people have had, you know, unexpected pains and things come up. But I tell them, just let it go. Again, it's let go. Because you don't need to hang on to it. It's come up so that it can leave you. So let it go. That's really what fears are doing. They are coming up so that you can let them go. But we have been taught that we're supposed to hang on to them. What would happen if you let it go? How would your life change if you started letting go of your habits, of all that old stuff that's been holding you back, holding you down all of your life? How would your life be different if you let it go? And remember, letting go does not have to be difficult. It also does not have to be time-consuming. It's one of the things that I really love about the Infinity Healing. It is quick, it is easy, and it is effective. And it takes you to a whole different state of being. And it just makes your life I don't want to use the word wonderful because it's beyond wonderful. You know, I have this greater sense of freedom. And freedom was always one of those things that I was always looking for. I was always looking to be free. And now, in so many areas of my life, I am free. And sometimes it's just like, I don't know who I am. But I do know who I am. But I'm not the person that I was 2 months ago. I have changed drastically since that time. And I have let go of so much. And it does. It does feel wonderful. It really does. One of the things that a lot of spiritual people have taken on is the belief that they have to save the world. And I was one of those people. I was going to save the world. And the fact that I couldn't do a darn thing with my own life had nothing to do with it. I was still going to save the world. And I've let that go. I'm not going to save the world. The world doesn't need to be saved. The world is exactly as it is meant to be. Everyone and everything is evolving. So the world is okay. And it's not complete because it hasn't reached wherever the final goal is. It's like I'm not complete and I never will be because I'm not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a journey. And frankly, it's a never-ending journey. But it's still fun, and you still get to enjoy it. And we have this focus on setting a goal and achieving the goal, and when we achieve the goal, then we can be happy. And I've learned that every step that you take along the path to that goal, you can be happy. You don't have to wait to the end. So what would happen if you let go of the idea that you can't be happy, fulfilled, whatever it is, until whatever that is? What would happen if you let that go? What would happen if you decided right now that you were happy? Would that be such a horrible thing to be happy right now for no reason whatsoever? That's really stirring up some stuff because you think that there has to be a reason for being happy. Well, there isn't. It's just a choice. You can decide. I'm happy. That's it. It's that easy. And then you're happy. So when we are letting go of those old ways of being, those old mindsets, those old beliefs, whatever you want to call them, then we really are opening up to the truth of who we are, the truth of who God created us to be. And yes, God created you with the freedom to have choices. So if you decide that you want to be a completely and totally miserable person, then you are being who you are choosing to be. And God has no problem with that. God is willing to let you be as miserable as you choose to be. That's how much God loves you. God doesn't interfere in your choices. God will assist you if you ask. But if you don't ask, He'll let you be whatever you want to be. But in the same vein of that, that means that you can be as great as you want to be, that you don't have to settle for less, that you can be more. Have you thought about it from that aspect before? Or are you always thinking about it in limiting ways? We have so many beliefs that actually put limitations on our lives, that put limitations on our own possibilities, our own right to be more. What would happen if you let those go? How would your life change? Letting go is easy. Will we think about it? What are you afraid of losing by letting go? You see, because whatever is happening in our lives, good, bad, or indifferent, we get a benefit from it. I've known people whose lives were lived almost totally in fear. Fear of this, fear of that, fear of, what if. And those were some of the relationships that frustrated me most. Because I couldn't see why they were living that way, you know? And I tried my best to show them, okay, if you, you know, step out there, have a little less fear, see how much fun you can have, see how much better your life can be. And they would be like, oh, Barbara, you're so brave. And I realized now that I was fearful too, was at a different stage in my fears than they were. And I also realize now that a lot of those people were that way because that was how they got other people to notice them, to care for them, to express concern for them, to show love for them. They got a benefit out of always being afraid. We always get benefits out of what we are doing, out of who we are being. So look at the benefits that you're getting from hanging on to what does not work. And then you can decide whether or not those benefits are really in alignment with who you are now. Because we're always evolving, we're always changing. I don't want people to be in relationships with me because they need to take care of me or because they need me to take care of them. That's not who I am anymore. And I found that most of those fear-based relationships have just kind of dissolved and gone away, and I'm okay. And they are still being whomever they are choosing to be, and I'm okay with that because it is their choice, and I do not need to save them because they don't need to be saved. They are exactly where they are meant to be at this time in their life. And so that's another thing that just brings me freedom. Because if I don't need to save all of you, then I'm free of the worry about you and your lives and how you're being. Because I've let that go. And it takes me to a whole different level of living, of existence, of seeing my own life as well as everybody else's. So you can get great benefits from letting go. We are really meant to evolve, to grow, to increase throughout our lives. People who tend to pick one little spot and stay in that spot and never let anything change are usually very unhappy people. How can you be happy if you're stifling your own life? And what would happen if you let that go? So moving forward is part of our natural way of being. We really are meant to step out there. Move past all of those doubts, all of those fears, all of those old beliefs, all of that programming that we've received. We're meant to let that go and to move forward. So what's holding you back? And notice what comes up when I ask you that. Because those are your beliefs. It's not the truth. Those are beliefs. There's a big difference. And if you let those beliefs go, then what happens? Who do you start to be? What becomes possible for you? There is so much more to life than we've ever been taught. There are so many opportunities that are there for us. In every single moment, God is always giving us unlimited opportunities. And we don't see them. because we're stuck in those beliefs. We're stuck in how we've always been. We're stuck in what we were told we are supposed to be. So if you let go of all that stuckness, then you can start to see. You can start to see who you are and what's available for you. You can start to see how you are worthy and deserving, how you are loved. So incredibly loved. And that's what you get from letting go. So now we're supposed to do some infinity healing on letting go. And I have no idea what these healing phrases are going to be, but that's okay. I've kind of gotten used to not knowing what I'm going to say next. Part of the letting go. Okay. So we are now turning on the infinity healing energy. And if you would like to, take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any need to have expectations or assumptions connected with this healing? If so, say yes. Yes. And take some nice deep breaths. And I want you to understand that the breathing has a purpose in this healing. Because with each deep breath you're taking, you're actually opening yourself up. It's like you keep saying yes over and over again to God. Because you're allowing this energy to come into you and to transform you. So it is important that you take the deep breath. And if you make them really, really deep, you know, breathe in all the way down to your toes, blow it out. And nobody else can hear you, so go ahead and do it. Do what is right for you. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you are more than you have ever been taught that you were? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are the one who determines what you experience in your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is okay for you to stand in your own power? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for making it easy for you to let go, to let go of the old beliefs, to let go of the old ways of being, to let go of the fears, the doubts, the worries, the stress, to let go of anything and everything that is not for your highest good? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you are loved, that in every moment you are loved, that God loves you, that there are all of these divine beings who love you. That love is a natural and normal part of your life. And so say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that the past is over and who you have been is not who you are, and it does not restrict in any way, shape, or form who you can be? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And just let yourself breathe for a moment. Let all of that soak in. And you may want to take a drink of water. This keeps you all nice and flowy inside. And if you're on the line and you have a question or a comment or anything, just push 1 to raise your hand. And if you're in the chat room and you've logged in, feel free to type in any questions or comments or anything that's on your mind, because this is your opportunity to have a deeper understanding of you and of your life and how to change what you no longer want to live with. This is all about you. And I know for some of you, no one ever tells you that. But that's okay, because I'm telling you now, this is all about you, about who you are, about who you want to be. So don't hesitate to ask whatever it is you want to ask. And if there's something that you need to have cleared out, then let me know, and we'll clear it out. You have the freedom to be whoever you create yourself to be. You always have, and you've always done it. And even if you look at your life and say, oh, this life is totally crappy, well, yeah, but you created the crap, because you have the freedom to create whatever it is that you want to have in your life. This is not something that's predetermined by God. And you are not obligated to stay stuck in misery or in any other negative feeling or emotion. So don't hesitate to ask for what you want. That's the only way you're going to get it. Because if you don't ask, who's going to know you want it? We really do limit ourselves so often, and we wait for someone else to read our minds and know what it is we want. That was one of the things that I did in my marriage. I was waiting for my husband to read my mind and know what I wanted so that they could do or be it or whatever it was. And I realize now how absolutely silly that was. But I've still lived that for a number of years, which I suppose was one of the things that made me such an interesting person to live with. And you'll notice I use the word interesting instead of difficult, because I prefer to think of it as interesting. And I know that I was also a part of the changes that they were making in their lives, just like they were a part of the changes I was making in mine. But I had to come to the realization that they never were going to be able to read my mind. They were never going to automatically know what I wanted. And part of the reason why that was never going to happen was because I didn't know what I wanted. So even if they could read my mind, they wouldn't have gotten any information, because I didn't know either. And now I know. I know what I want. I know who I want to be. I know who I am becoming. And I know that I can achieve those goals. So everything is different now. And it's because, go. It's because I decided to clear out that old stuff, those old issues, those old beliefs. Because I decided to stop being stuck in who I used to be. Because I am accepting who I am. And life goes on. And for anybody in the chat room who's noticed that I'm not there anymore, don't take any offense. I did not intentionally leave. My computer decided that it wanted to leave. And now I should be coming back really soon. As soon as the computer decides that, okay, we can handle this. But you see, this is not another one of those examples of letting go. I could take this as something horrendous that has happened and get all freaked out about it and say, oh, the show is over. My computer has crashed. And frankly, as much as my computer crashes, I don't worry about that anymore. It's just a normal part of this computer. One day I'm going to let go of the whole idea that it needs to crash. So I still have work to do on letting go, too. And this really is a never-ending process. You will never come to a time in your life where you just sit there and go, oh, well, I've done it all now. I am absolutely perfect and complete. Because what would be the joy in that? It's in learning and growing that we experience more and more of life. And letting go of the need to have everything perfectly complete. And accepting that everything is exactly as it needs to be. And it's providing you with wonderful opportunity in every single moment. Doesn't that just feel better? The energy feels better than, oh, woe is me. I'm so despicable at this moment. I can't wait till I'm perfect. Just accepting who you are and what is right now. And it just means you have to let go. And that just means it can all get better. So just allow yourself to be. And just allow your life to be. And know that it just keeps getting better and better and better. Because it really does. When we let go. Okay, this computer is coming back up now. Yay! And I should be back in the studio in a matter of moments. I just love technology. It really does remind me quite frequently that I need to let go. Okay. And let me back in, but it's totally different now. Alrighty. Interesting. So according to my computer now, or according to Blog Talk now, I'm not even here. Oh, now I'm here. Yay. Okay. All right, so anybody in the chat room has a question, feel free to type it in, and let's go to the caller from area code 631. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Are you taking calls for specific questions, or do you have a topic that you'd like to they format it around?
Well, my topic for this show is letting go, but I don't restrict myself to just the topic. So, first of all, tell me your name.
It's Joanne.
Okay. Hi, Joanne. What is it that you want to know today?
Well, you know, there's always something going on. I never take out time for relationships, and I've been pretty guarded over the past few years. Had some disappointments when I tried to let my guard down. And there's just one person I've been speaking with for, you know, a couple of weeks now. Haven't met yet. Actually met this person years ago. Just wondering if there's any potential there, if I should, you know, take out the time to try to see if there is a relationship.
Well, the first thing that guidance is telling me, well, actually they're asking me to ask you, what is it that you're so afraid of?
Very private. I don't want to be judged and disappointed or judged and rejected or anything like that. I just don't want to go through it again, you know?
So you are one of those people that avoids at all costs ever feeling vulnerable, aren't you?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah. So this show is about letting go. So are you willing to do a little work right now on letting go of that need to guard yourself?
Yeah, I think I am. I think it's time.
Okay. Well, wonderful. So we're going to use a method called Infinity Healing, and I'll just ask questions, and if you say yes, then I'll just ask you to take 3 nice deep breaths. I know that's incredibly difficult and complicated, but that's as simple as I can make it. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing or releasing the false belief that you have to guard yourself, that if you don't guard yourself, people will hurt you, you'll be rejected, you'll be disappointed, all sorts of horrible, horrible things will happen? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that it is okay for you to be vulnerable? It is okay for you to allow other people into your life, into your heart, because you are always being watched over and protected by God. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth? You are meant to be in relationship. You are meant to share your love, to receive love from others. It is who you are meant to be. It is part of how you evolve. And it is okay for you to start living your life in love. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you have created your life exactly as it is, and you are the one who will always be creating every single moment of your life? And if you choose to create a life where you can have wonderful, magnificent, incredible relationships, then that is exactly what you will create. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And 3 nice deep breaths. And we do like an infinity healing for letting go of the old Joanne and all that she was and all of the assumptions and all of the expectations and accepting that from this moment forward, you are a new Joanne and you are magnificent and wonderful and beautiful and lovable and loving and everything. It's absolutely fantastic. And so say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
A little more open. A little relief.
Yeah.
Got a little teary-eyed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, a little emotional.
So now think about the idea of having a relationship. How does that feel?
I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it. I would really like, I never want to settle, so sometimes it's just easier to just don't put myself out there and just go through the channels of my life. But I guess sometimes you have to be a little vulnerable, and that's something I don't know how to do. I'm very independent, and I think because of it, I've been very guarded. But I have so much to give.
Yes, you really do. You have more to give than you've ever even imagined. It's like they're showing me this image of you, and it's like, oh, there's just so much there. Okay. All right, they want us to do just a little bit more. Let's see. Would you like an infinity healing for changing the definition of being vulnerable from something that is not desirable to something that is totally natural and normal and expected and
yeah.
Who you are. Okay, and three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an infinity healing for allowing these changes that you've accepted today to flow into your life with grace and ease so that you are always totally comfortable with the new you? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel?
Great. Really good.
Well, wonderful. See, now you can go out there and you can meet all of these different people. And you are going to have choices about who it is, you know, you end up in a relationship with. Now, let's see if they're going to show me how many choices is she going to have. Six. Okay, you're going to have six choices.
Six choices. One is good.
Six is
one
even
good
better.
One.
But this will allow you to really look at what it is you want. You know, each one of these will bring different aspects of yourself up for you to see. And then you can decide which one is who you really want to be with, which one is really a reflection of who you are. So you're going to have freedom and choices, and it's going to be wonderful. Are you okay with that?
Definitely.
Wonderful. So is there anything else?
No, that was really, really nice. I didn't expect this. But thank you. I really do appreciate it. I look forward to the six options.
Well,
when
you're
are they coming?
Oh, they never give me dates or anything like that. They just say soon. So, you know, you could turn around and one could be standing right next to you. It'll be soon. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you. And God bless you.
You too, Joanne. And have a wonderful day. Okay. We still have 3 minutes, so if you are a caller in the queue and you want to ask a question, you have enough time to ask, just in case you're wondering whether or not there's enough time for you. There's always enough time for you. And don't forget that you will be able to go on my website later this afternoon and schedule your discovery session, your free 20-minute session, so that you can start experiencing infinity healing in your life and decide if this is something that works for you. And the website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And either later today or tomorrow morning, I will have the recording for a self-esteem recording on my website that you can purchase, and you can experience having self-esteem, because that really is the truth of who you are. You are this incredible, wonderful, magnificent person, and it's time that you accepted that and started living that. Life is really all about change. It's about growing. It's about becoming. And this is one of the ways that you can do that. That's the whole purpose of any of the different healing modalities out there. It's so that you can become who you are. And so if you try one and it doesn't work, then go ahead and try something else. Don't think that just because you tried one and it doesn't work, then you have to not try anything else and just stay stuck with you, because you're never stuck. Always have the choice, and you can always let go. And that's the beauty of life. And that's how we flow, and that's how we grow. So really think about that and decide what is right for you. And again, my website is divinelyguidedhealing.com. And my name is Barbara Grace Reynolds. I don't actually tell people my name that often, you know. I'm going to start changing that. Because how can you know who I am if I don't tell you my name? But this is you. This is all about you. This is your life. This is what you're creating. So look into those different options that are available for you. And if you don't like any of my options, go try somebody else's. That's absolutely fine with me, because I know that you will be guided to whatever is for your highest good. Because God is always watching over us, always. And even when we don't believe in ourselves, God still believes in us. So I will be back on Friday with my guest, Peg Jones, and we will be doing angel readings and infinity healing and whatever else we're guided to do. I hope everyone has a wonderful week, and I will talk to you on Friday. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.